Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome to the UUP podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's going on?
I'm great. Things are going.
Yeah. You know? Just another day in paradise.
Just another day in quarantine.
Or like half quarantine, whatever this is, foot out the door or whatever we're doing right now, right?
Doesn't I don't know like, what do you call it now?
I don't even know. You call it
I call it regular life with a lot more judgment.
Yeah. Watchful eyes. I mean, the conversations I have with my parents and them, and I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but like, the world we know a combination of the real world and the internet world.
Yeah.
And my parents just know the real world and have no idea how that could translate to the internet world.
They don't know what's going on.
They have no idea. It's like, it's really kind of bizarre. But I hear them say things and like my mom will say something. I'll go, easy, easy. And she's like, what? And I know what she means when she says certain things, but I'm like, you have to understand, like, where are you saying these things? That's not the right opinion right now to just be airing anywhere.
It's like you wouldn't survive one day online.
Yeah, my mom, they're not one day in my shoes, in my internet shoes. What's going on at Betches? Anything specific?
Nothing that I can reveal just yet. We've got some exciting stuff coming up in the next month or two, but just stay tuned, follow us. You'll see some announcements being made pretty soon that I can't share quite yet.
Ooh, that's always the most fun announcements, the pre-announcement announcement.
I know. It's so overhyped that whatever the actual thing is, people like don't care.
It's my it's my least favorite Facebook post, and I asked you, and so I put you on the spot. It's not like I think
I've got some exciting things coming.
I got some exciting things coming, as if we're like, ooh, I can't tell you yet, and it's like, oh no, oh my god, like as if I'm waiting on what fucking, you know, Rachel Goldberg from New Jersey's doing at 34. Like I don't give a shit. You know,
that's what we say, like the internet versus real life. You did such a funny tweet, I think it was, about people moving out of New York and their announcements, and I had just seen like three of them that looked exactly like that. It was like so on point, so
the
funny.
The moving out of New York announcements are like, I don't know who that's for. All the pronouncements, and I don't know if people outside the New York area have this with other towns, but I'm sure they have a version. I think anyone leaving a city for this new lifestyle, you see these Instagram posts or these Facebook posts or whatever social media you're on, and it's like, back in this journey all started, and we're like, what?
Just leave. We're all leaving. If we're gonna leave, we're gonna all leave for the same reason, for a cheaper apartment with more space.
Yeah, or a yard.
That's all the announcement has to say.
I don't think you grew any more than I've grown. These times, trials, tribulations, moves, Sunday fun days. Like, we get it. We fucking, and I, the same thing, kind of like the same chill went down my spine when people were doing their like love letter to New York when they were leaving for the quarantine.
Oh, like, yeah.
There was a lot of that where they'd post a black and
white
picture.
I miss you, New York.
Of New York. Oh, whatever. Oh, the days. And it's like, you should be quieter about this. I don't think people understand that, like, a lot of these are like outing themselves as pieces of shit. You know, like, it's like, oh, you running away, and now you have to tell us that, like, oh, New York, I'll see you once again one day. And it's like, all right, leave. We don't give a fuck.
Right. Sometimes silence is just the best way to go. That's what I've learned.
Yeah,
your
motto on that is always rung true.
Don't speak unless you can improve upon the silence.
Yeah, I think
you're Gandhi motto.
Yeah, and you're very good at it. I'm bad at that. I speak to fill the airwaves.
No, yours is usually like an entertaining. It brightens the world every time.
I try my best. On my end, I don't have anything cooking except Charleston, except. South Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina.
When is that? Remind the listeners.
August 19th and 20th, so next week. Come on out. Bring a crew. Only 90 seats. I hope that this announcement is all for naught. I hope it's already sold out. But get those tickets.
You might be too late, losers.
That's
just
right,
kidding.
Losers. JaredFreed.com. That's my website. Both of the dates are on my website, jaredfreed.com. I'm also coming to Cleveland. Cleveland, that's right. Come on out. Hilarities. Both shows, all these shows are social distanced. There has been thought put into the scenario that you're walking into. Especially Charleston's outside. It's socially distanced. You have your own picnic table with your friends and all that stuff. But that's what I've got going on. What are we talking about today, Jordana?
Today, we are talking about how to turn a sexting situation into a dating situation. Can you go the other way?
Can you go from sexting to, like, more serious? Is that the question?
Basically. Well, I'll read the email, and then we can sort of decipher.
Give the email a shot. I have a lot of opinions on this, because I got asked a... This is something that's, like, I get the question... Read the email. I get the question, but I'm always like, I can't. What are you doing to yourselves? That's what I like. That's my first. Like, stop doing this to yourselves. And yourselves. I mean, women. Like, I don't mean to put this on a certain gender or whatever. But this is like this email, and I've read it already. Is like actually foreign to me. But go ahead.
Hi guys. And thank you for writing in.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is foreign to me as far as the language is concerned. I've heard this question a lot though.
Right. Hi guys, huge fan of your show ever since I moved to the city. I'm 23 and I've left the city to quarantine with my family since March. I've been using Hinge but find it hard at my age that most guys do not want a texting relationship while we were both not back in the city yet. About a month ago, I met a guy on Hinge and we were texting and Snapchatting. One thing led to another, and we ended up sexting. The sexting became a usual thing, intermixed with casual conversation about our lives. Send me a picture of your boob. And also, how was your day?
That is, but she's written, what she wrote is the actuality.
No, I get it. I get just thinking of them like immediately before. And have you seen this movie? Like,
let me see that nipple. Oh, yeah.
How's your grandma doing?
I just signed up for Disney Plus. It's got a lot of good stuff. Now touch yourself.
Exactly.
But that is what it is. Like when you're sexting with someone, especially when you get into these textual relationships, this is the way it goes. Like it is a little weird. It is a little awkward, but it also like it's only awkward when you rise out of your own body and look down on yourself.
Right.
You know what
if you read the whole thing at once, it's awkward. But I get it. It happens. That makes
on
sense.
On its own, it makes a lot of sense.
So the sexting became a usual thing with intermixed with casual conversation. We talk frequently about how we are going to meet up in the city when we're both back. By sexting him, have I set the tone for myself to just be a hookup? I think this guy seems cool and I'm interested in actually trying to date this guy. How do I proceed from here? Thanks.
Let me read the sentence that really speaks to me as far as like something, and I don't mean to sound a certain way, and I'm sure I sound awful to people. Maybe it's their first time listening to the podcast, but this is something women do to themselves. By texting him, have I set the tone for myself to be judged as just, or let me read this as I can't even read words. By texting him, have I set the tone for myself to be just a quote-unquote hookup? Explain that to me.
Explain what that means?
That to me, yeah, what does that mean? I understand what that means, but What is that sentence? Does that sentence
She's saying, has she put herself in the category of a girl that I'm going to, if I'm a guy and I'm categorizing girls, as you've said that sometimes you do when you're looking through something like a dating app, or there's girls that you hook up with and then girls that you might date, right? So she's saying, have I put myself in this other category of like, I'd have sex with her, but I wouldn't date her.
So I think when I say, like, I think, like, let's go back to what a lot of guys say on these apps. What a lot of guys say on these apps is they go, yeah, I'm looking to, like, hang out and be casual, and if something gets more serious, then I would go for it.
Right.
Don't they all say that? That is, and I think what women do a lot is women like to organize. They organize their friend group. That's my best friend, and that's my friend I go to lunch with, and that's the friend I text in a group chat. There's this organizational, like, women are constantly Marie Kondoing their lives with, like, labels.
I feel like you've said that before. You've said, like, there are certain things, if you were to look at a girl's, like, Instagram or something, there is a certain categorization in your mind of, like, yeah, I don't know if I'd date that person, but I'd sleep with her.
Well, I would say there's less categories. I would say it's, yeah, I'd
those
fuck.
Are the only two.
Yeah, those are the only two, but it's like, but like I don't think it's as maybe I've over said that maybe because I don't see it as every guy has done yeah I'd fuck and okay. then it's would I go on the date. I don't think it, and I think it has less to do with things that have happened, like the idea that like this woman is, because she sexted, that this guy is like, how could I ever marry that trash? Like, that's not how guys are thinking at all. It is way less organized than, like, I had a woman, she wrote me a DM, and it was like, she was saying this guy on Tinder wants to date. I thought Tinder's just a hookup app. And it's like, no, you consider it a hookup app. That guy considers it a meet chicks to fuck and see what happens app.
Okay. So you're saying the sexting won't have any effect on this guy's desire to date her if he so desires.
No, I would say that. But I would also say that that sexting might have been all he wanted the whole time. So like it's not that you are less worthy. Like, the idea that because you sexted, you are less worthy for a relationship is absolutely ridiculous, and it's not as plotted out as maybe. I think a lot of women do this thing where they're like, there has to be a reason. There has to be a reason. And then they figure out the reason that's, like, kind of the most evil to themselves. Like, well, I guess I was some sort of whore, and that's, he would never date me. And it's like, well, no, that guy just wasn't even. He was looking for sexting the whole time, you know, like,
well, I think the real thing is, it's like he was looking for sexting the whole time, but the only way for you to know if that's all he was looking for is to not do it.
Yes. Well, this is
the other thing. That's really, I think, like, not the issue, because like everyone is free to sext or sleep with or do whatever, whoever they want. But I think that there is a sense of like when we interpret these, and you're looking at like, well, why would a woman ever say this? It's like she's saying this because she's like, how do I now figure out if that's all he wants versus not?
So that's a different
story. That's the
better
phrase. That's the more empowering phrasing, I guess, of it, rather than like, did I ruin this whole thing by sexting him too early?
That's the thing, because the way this email comes in, the way the question is presented, it acts as if she had nothing to gain from sexting. She could have had, she got something out of it too. Like, let's not just make it like, well, I sent these nudes because he kept begging and that was the only way I was going to get to a relationship, or that was the only way I was going to keep this going. If you felt that way, you shouldn't have sent them in the first place. I know that's easy to say, and that takes a lot of more confidence, and everything I'm saying isn't made to make her feel bad. But if you're sexting with someone, I would assume and hope that you are both doing it because you're both getting good feelings out of it. I would hope, like,
I think that's usually more true for the men. I think that if a woman is doing it, she's there's part of her that's probably doing it. I mean, that's not to say that she couldn't have initiated or she couldn't really wanted to. But I think like a lot of the times it happens that the guy initiates it and the girl's like, well, I feel like this is like an intimate thing. And like, I feel like some sort of trust with this person. And like, I don't want to like ruin the vibe by not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sad reality. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's a reality and a little bit like, well, then you have to think of like, well, what do you want out of this? Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. That's, I think, but if I'm reading this, like this would happen. Like if I were her, mm-hmm. I'm reading it like she did it. She's sort of like started doing that sort of like passively, not like she's like really aggressively tried to be sexting. She sort of like did it passively because like in the moment it kind of seemed like a fun thing to do. But now she's kind of like, well, I really want something more out of this.
Sure.
And so
So how do I go from here? And I do have an answer for that. And but to go back a little bit, there could be different categories. You know, if we were going to Marie Kondo these people,
okay.
There could be women out there that are like, I love sexting. This is a great time. Those people exist.
Sure.
There could be the scenario that you're presenting where it's, you know, that was the vibe and we were sexting and, you know, I'm happy I did it and I had a good time. But also, like, where does this land me?
Right.
That person can exist. And also, so the person out there could be listening that's like, I would never sex someone I've never met. And all three categories are A-OK.
Exist. Yeah.
They exist. They are A-OK. But also, all three categories don't lock you into that category. If you're the one that was having fun and showing a titty and seeing a cock and, you know, virtually rubbing his nut, like, good for you. And you're dancing. And then all of a sudden, you're like, ah, the music's over. I want to go on a real date. You don't have to submit yourself to this, like, you know, shameful walk of Game of Thrones. Shame.
Right.
You know, like, you don't have to do that. I think you have to, and you have to also not take it personally. If you're sexting with someone, you've been shopping at their ice cream shop. And if you say, well, now I want pizza, you got to give the ice cream shop a chance to go in the back and make some pizza or say, we don't serve pizza here.
Right. So, so I guess what you're saying for her is the only way she's going to find it. She didn't ruin anything, but the only way she's going to find out if sexting was the only thing he wanted all along is to see if he, you know, she suggests a date and he doesn't and he goes.
You have to be okay. You have to be okay losing the sexting. You have to say, okay, this is over, but I'd like to go out. And you could say, like, I don't think, like, his vision of you, it's not his vision of you, it's his vision of what he wants to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like he's sitting there being like, well, this bitch is just my sexting bitch. You know, it's like, I don't think it's as, like, and also this relates to how men are built and, like, the laziness and the clunkiness and there's a way less plotting than maybe there is on the female side of things. Like, this
right.
guy is like, we got to sexting. This is great. I like seeing titty. And now it's like, and now she can say, no more titty. But I'm happy. Let's go get drinks. And that's how I would present it. If I were her, I would go, hey, listen, this has been a lot of fun, but like, I'm down to get drinks now that things have opened up. And then you just stop talking. You just say, I'm down to get drinks now that things are opened up.
And that's
you,
the hard she, part.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do to figure out if he was just interested in the sexting all along. And the same could go for like, I mean, like now it's more sexting, but in the past it was like, I slept with him on the first date. Like, that's fine that you did that. Maybe you just, maybe like you can change the plan. You can say that's not all I want to do.
Yeah.
I think
holding yourself to this idea that this guy sees you as a categorized version of a human is holding yourself back from asking for the things you want. And I some of this sounds like I'm like, you know, I've had people DM me recently like, thank you for leading the charge on feminist, you know, owning your standards. I'm like, no, it's just how I would do it. Like,
Jared Reed is the feminist icon that we've been waiting for.
The most
Gloria Steinem.
That is the most embarrassing thing in the entire world. All I'm saying is that these guys are acting selfishly. And I think she needs to act a little more selfishly too. Hey, I love sexting with you. Now I'd love to go on a date. Can you do that? Yes, no? All right, you have my number. Make it fucking happen. And I think that's kind of the... I think, like, men get such a bad name because we are acting selfishly, and I think women would be do well being a little more selfish, being like, well, if you're not going to do what I want to fucking do, I'll find someone else who does. And that's kind of what these right. sexting guys do. When they don't go on the date, they go, well, I'll just find a new person to sext with. And you say, well, good luck. And it's like, yeah, good fucking luck. I got the app in my pocket. You do too. Go find someone who wants to do what you want to fucking do.
I agree. I think that's a very empowering message.
Can you imagine if it was like, go find someone else? That's the empowering message.
I mean, it's harder. I think it's more like have the confidence, and which is like, obviously have the confidence. That's like saying like, don't worry about it. Have the confidence to know that if this guy doesn't want to go on dates with you, someone else will.
Yeah, I think it's an assessment of like, you have to always be checking in with yourself. What do I want? And right. I think a lot of people forget to ask that. Like they want someone else to give them permission to ask for the thing they want. And it's like,
right.
You're never going to get that. They're going to do we live. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear these types of things these days. And, you know, a lot of times a lot of dating advice I give is just repurposed economics classes that I've taken. And it's like, we live in an incentivized world. Like, people act in their own best interest. And there's a lot of guys out there that their best interest is a blowjob without having to meet your parents. That's right. Their best interest.
And for women, I think it's about living a life that's like intentional, that's done like, yeah. You know what I mean? If you want something, to not like wait for someone to offer it to you, but to like state what you want and then just accept that those who aren't willing to give you what you want are not the right match for you.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, it is funny that I don't want to be labeled as just a hookup could be some sort of empowering thing. It is it is very small. But small things are like, you know, I think lead to bigger changes in general. Like,
and you're right. I think restructuring the question to make it more like about her needs and her wants, like we've just did, is like really the empowering thing, because it's the same. Her question is just like putting it all on what he wants.
Yeah.
And to restructure it, I really can. If you change the way you think about something, that really can change your outcome also.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Want to do some awkward sex?
Let's do it.
UUP at Betches.com. And let me stop the podcast for 2 seconds to just say, tell a friend, tell a coworker.
Tell several.
Tell several. We'll take one. Small changes make a big difference, just like we just said. So one friend, I want you to take out your phone right now and beep, boop, bop, boop, boop. Send a text. Let them know about you up. Send them the link. Let's do it. Awkward sex. You ready?
Yes.
Guys, help. I'm not going to read the TLDR.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
I'm going to go right to the full story.
Let's just go right to the full story.
Yeah, you guys don't have to produce the show for us. Let me just let you guys. We can figure it out.
I was thinking of getting rid of that, but then I was like, I don't know.
What are we going to do?
That's a good decision on your part.
Read three sentences? Let's read the. We fucking chose it. So let's do it.
Let's read the email.
I met a guy on Hinge, went on 5 dates, fairly close in succession. I live in a big city and quarantine has been slowly lifting, which means we've been able to meet in person at bars. He's a fun guy and we have a lot of shared interests, but are at different places in lives. He's in grad school and is spending his summer playing video games, and I have an established career that keeps me super busy. I mention this because I don't think either of us really saw a long-term relationship happening and actually discussed that he's not sure what he's looking for at this stage in his life. That's a whole nother email, but okay.
Right.
But we're having fun. That's nice to hear. But we're having fun going out, drinking together, and the hookups thus far have been great. Not much more I can ask for after a dry, lonely quarantine. Man, that's the saddest book ever written.
Dry, lonely quarantine. Wow.
I just imagine like a winter scene.
Desert. I'm envisioning like an isolated desert. Yeah.
Desert makes more sense. Just a cactus and a little, tumbleweed.
Hairy legs.
Yeah. Ooh, my vagina's dry. Ooh,
it's like a country western.
Ooh, fucked a dude. Ooh, the whole quarantine. On our fifth date, he came back to my place. After having sex, he went to use the bathroom. He came back, told me he saw, and she puts this in quotes, saw my birth control in the garbage and wants to know why I'm not taking it anymore. I laughed because what he actually saw was an empty birth control pack with 1 week worth of placebo pills. These are sugar pills that aren't necessary to take. I explained this to him, but seemingly not understanding, he goes on about how I'm quote unquote tricking him and asks, quote, what I'm trying to do exactly. I took this as him implying I'm trying to have him get me pregnant. Wouldn't you agree that's what he's implying?
Yeah, that's what are you trying to pull here?
what else could he be asking about? I'm extremely diligent about my birth control and made sure before having sex with him that we were on the same page. Not only was this offensive, but it made me wonder, how much of an explanation did I need to give him? He kept going on and actually started to make me feel like the crazy one. Is my exact birth control regimen really any of his business? Anyways, he left and we haven't spoken since. It's been a week. I'm 28. He's 29. This was not the first time we had sex. Did I dodge a bullet or should I have been more understanding? Sincerely, a pill a day keeps the babies away. Jordana, what do you think?
I love this email because it just shows how narcissistic men are. That the fact that we'd want to trap this video game playing unemployed grad student, he's like, what are you like? That's our target. Yeah. Like if I'm trying to like trick a guy into getting me pregnant, he's going to be like in the NBA or something.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's not going to be.
He's going to have. He's leaving. He has 20 mil in the bank.
Right.
At a minimum.
Yeah. If I'm going to be like the worst version of myself that I could ever be, it's definitely not going to be for, you know, a guy who's playing Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Hours a day.
Worrying about it. Yeah.
So I just think, I feel like it's always those guys too. Like, we read these emails, it's always the guy who like is like 22 and like has like some entry level job that's like paranoid that the women are going to take him for everything he's worth.
Listen,
which is nothing.
It would be a lie. It would be a lie if I didn't see myself in him. Okay. Like I'm embarrassed to say that this exists in a lot of guys, and I am not a hero in this scenario.
So
remember when I was leading the women's march? Well, I am not anymore.
Drop the baton.
Yeah, this is now. I am this guy. I'm laughing with you because you're 100% right. This guy is a narcissist. This guy is the ego is crazy. This is the worst age to catch a guy, because especially grad school guy, because grad school guy is like, he's nothing but dreams, nothing but, you know, the
zero billions, reality,
zero reality. The billions are coming. Even though he doesn't pay his own rent, he doesn't even have a job. All he has to do is study and play video games, and he gets an A on a test, and he thinks, of course I'm going to be Bill Gates. Of course I'm going to be the next Elon Musk. This guy is all dreams, no reality. So, of course, in his dreams, you are, like, on board for, like, oh, he's going to be successful. I got to hitch him up with a baby so I can make sure I'm on the wave. So I'm on the set for stardom for the rest. And, yeah, this is complete and utter bullshit. And also it shows you how little faith he has in you two being anything more.
You think?
I think it does. I don't think this is like a redeem. I don't think he's like,
you wouldn't say that to a girl that you were like planning on dating.
No, I wouldn't be like, oh my God. Oh, you're not even taking the birth control. How could you do this to me?
Are you as a man, are you aware of like the placebo pill birth control situation?
The more we do awkward sex, the more we come to realize that men have zero clue with the female anatomy and the birth control situation. This is like very revealing.
Right.
I do know about the placebo. I didn't know that you could just toss it away. Like I didn't like, yeah, I well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
To explain it. Basically, like, I mean, I'm on the NuvaRing, but for people who take birth control pills, basically it's a 28 day thing. There's a pill for every single day. But then the last week of pills is the week that you get your period usually. And so they're like, they're fake pills. They're like sugar pills that you can take just so that you don't get out of the habit of like taking a pill every day. So you don't have to like keep track of like, I don't have to take it. So they're like, you can take them, but you can also just choose to like toss them and start again in a week.
Yeah. So I knew that, but like, I don't think, you know, like for me, first, there's a thought in my head that the placebo, I thought just like when you're taught to know that the placebo is like, I think like the confusion comes in that you're taught that the placebo, the idea of it is that no one knows they're taking the placebo. So like the knowledge, I think like if you were to like go in for
they're a different color.
But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
I'm saying like the definition of placebo.
Oh, like, okay. I see what you're saying.
It is like 10 people get a pill and 5 have the real one and 5 have
right.
The
idea that you don't know if it is or it isn't. Yeah. They give you a little more power than that.
This is what I'm saying. I think for a guy, like I'm trying to empathize with his stupidity because I'm not very far away from him. Again, 10% away. I knew about the placebo, but the idea that like, that it's just there and you cannot take them. Like everything you say makes sense to me as a, you know, a medium brained person, but also there is the thought of like, man, I guess I never thought of that
right.
You would just not take them.
I could see how I can see that.
You know, like I like the placebo feedback. Like, but if I went to the girl that I was having sex with and she was like, hey, if she explained it the way you just explained it to me, I go, oh, okay, that makes sense. I can stop worrying. But I also understand that, like, you know, when I was single and I was having casual sex, you worry about everyone you have sex with.
Right. So if you, let's say you were this guy, you discover, you see this thought, you know, it's probably a 7-day, whatever the pill situation is, in the garbage. Yeah. Would you say something?
Yes. But I think I would be more creative. I am a writer. You might know that.
Be like, so can I have one of these gum pieces of gum in your
there? That's the thing. Like, most of my life, I have been giving advice and talking to friends and coming up with sitcom solutions. My buddy Irwin, he always tells me, he's like, you always
Irwin?
Yeah. We talk like every day. So he always says, he's like, you always have these like King of Queens, Doug Heffernan solutions to very easy problems.
Okay.
And I've been doing this my whole life. So like, the way this guy did it, he did it like a bull in China shop. He's like, what the fuck is this? Are you taking the pill? Like, I would go, I would see that and I go, what's this? Like, I would come up with a scheme.
Right.
To question
a non-aggressive.
Way less aggressive. My version would have some sort of thought of like, yeah, this could be offensive. And I do understand where she was offended, because you're basically, this guy is basically saying, I don't want you ruining my future success with some fucking baby, you know, like, and it's like, listen, I remember one time I hooked up with this girl and we hooked up and I was like, I don't want to have sex. I might've told this before, but I was like, I don't want to. And she's very pretty, very nice. And like a good person. And I was like all the girls I've hooked up with, but I'm saying like, just like, there's no reason. I wasn't like, oh no, this coke whore might try to have my baby. Like, it was like a normal person. And I remember she was like, we were about to have sex. And I was like, let's not. Let's just, like, let's do, you know, I'll go down on you, you go down on me. That's how I hook up. Okay. You do me,
scratch
I do
my
you.
Back, I'll scratch
yeah,
yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was like, why don't you want to have sex? And I remember being like, babies. And she started laughing at me. She's like, you think I want your fucking baby? Like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you probably don't. But, like, I don't know. You know, like, I'd rather. I think, like, the whole conversation about, like, birth control and being safe is you give up control. You know, like, and in that situation, like, you can really.
Because you have to trust the person?
Yeah. And it's like, and then the woman.
Why not just wear a condom?
Oh, I mean, I'm a condom wearer. I would, of course. You know, like, I agreed. But even on a, like, if someone was, if I was dating someone and she was like, well, I'm on the pill, or if I was having sex with someone and she was like, I was on the pill, I'd still want to wear a condom. Like, that's me. That's my personal thing, because I'm like, I don't want to deal with the head trash that comes with it.
Right. With having to, like, the lack of control of knowing what.
I want to know that I've done everything in my power to be safe. And, you know, also with STDs and just like, why not wear a condom? I'm not one of those people that's like, a condom, how could I even get off? Like, I'm not one of those people, but like, I know those people exist. And for this guy, like, you know, he's basically putting all his eggs in one pill basket, and he feels that basket has a hole in it when he sees the things in the in the garbage, and which he's wrong about. And it shows how stupid he is.
Well, the question, I guess, is like, he kept going on and on, and like, how much of it is his business? I don't think that it's an issue for him to ask. I think that's a question that if you're going to have sex with someone, you kind of should ask and like have an understanding of. I think that's almost, or like, I don't think it's like none of, if I was going to sleep with a guy and he was like, are you on birth control? I wouldn't be like, none of your fucking business. Yeah. Like,
well,
I feel like if a random person on the street asked me that, I might say that, but like, that person has a reason for wanting to know.
Yeah, and I would assume that makes the sex better when both people are more comfortable and a little more trusting.
Yeah, I think a man, I don't mean, maybe this is not feminist, but I think a man that you're sleeping with has a right to know if you're on something that will prevent you from getting pregnant or not, I think that's a positive thing.
I think it's a good thing too. I don't think she has to tell him, but I think she has to be okay with the consequence of not telling her.
Right.
Like if she's in bed, like if I was in bed with a woman and I said to, you know, if I, just like what you just said, like if I said to you, like, hey, I just want to know like what type of birth control you're on, and you went, get the fuck out of my life, I would go, it's nice to meet you. I'm going to get going. This was a lot of fun. Like, I just wouldn't have sex with you. So I think, like, she said my exact birth control regimen. I think it's more offensive, and the bullet is dodged just by how immature he went about this conversation.
Right. I think the question of wondering about the pills, like, that, I could see why that would give someone anxiety, especially if they didn't know what, like, placebo pills were or, like, what the situation... I can totally see that. I think that's fine. The way to do it, I wouldn't even be that offended about, like, hey, I was in your bathroom. I happened to see, like, your birth control pills in the garbage. Like, I'm just getting a little anxious. Like, is that something that's, like, cool? Like, if someone had presented it to me as, like, it just being something that gave them anxiety and they wanted to know what the deal was, I think I'd be, like, totally fine with explaining it to them. If they came off aggressive and, like, why are you trying to trap me? I think that that really starts the conversation off in a very bad place.
Yeah, that is him revealing his misogyny. It's revealing his idiocy. It's revealing that how he thinks of you as a person,
right?
And I think, like, to boil it down to, like, should I give a man my birth control? That's a different question, you know. Like, I think where, you know, like, I the part that I wouldn't want to fuck is his demeanor, not his and believe me, I have been this person that's like overly like questioning, like overly asking about, like, hey, what's your birth control method? What's going on before we jump into this?
I think that's cool.
Yeah. I think that's like I think that's a conversation that makes sex better to me. And if you're holding out on that information, like and if someone gets tricky or weird, I'm always like, I'd rather not have fun for these 1 minute and 30 seconds than to have stress for a whole month.
It's so funny. Women should use that, but instead of asking about birth control, they could be like, so, like, are you going to text me tomorrow? Like, I'll have a lot less anxiety in this whole thing. If you just let me, you know, are you going to text me tomorrow?
Let's put an alarm in your calendar to text me at 3 p.m.
Right. And I'll take the birth control at the same time, and we'll both have no anxiety.
Yeah, there we go. Right?
It's just funny. The way that you describe that is like kind of how I would encounter like my decision to sleep with a guy. I'm kind of like, do I feel like he's going to like be like still contacting me after this? Because if I don't, I'm going to have more anxiety during this experience.
It's true.
If he doesn't have an answer, it might not be worth the 90 seconds of fun.
Well, that's the thing. How does their body language react to such a conversation? Like that to me was always important, where it's like, how does their body language react to my talk with birth control? That to me tells me how comfortable someone is with sex and how comfortable someone is with me. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of says a lot. So if you were like, hey, so when's that text coming tomorrow? And I was like, ugh! You know, you're like, well, okay, I guess it's not coming. I guess maybe I shouldn't fuck you.
Right. Well,
you know, do you have a name for this?
Something with private birth control, detective birth control. I don't know. What do you think?
Placebo pressure.
There you go.
Conspiracy coitus. Investigatory intercourse. Sherlock shag.
Nice. I like conspiracy. What was it? A conspiracy one? That was my favorite.
Conspiracy coitus.
Coitus.
Coitus. Is that how you say it?
I think so. I don't know. I can't pronounce anything.
I don't even know what a placebo is.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you, no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/UUP, code UUP.
Let's do an email. You ready?
Let's do it.
UUP@betches.com. Right. Hit it.
Hey, Jared and Joanna, love your podcast. My friend had a dating conundrum and I immediately thought of you all and what your reaction or advice would be. She went on a first date with a guy she met on a dating app. He had a giant long beard that wasn't featured in any of his pics on the dating app. She thought it was unattractive, but had enjoyed the date besides the beard. They kissed at the end of the night, and she told me it felt like kissing Santa Claus. I don't know how she would know what that feels like.
Ho, ho.
She would go out with him again, but the beard is a deal breaker. How can she tell him she wants him to cut his beard? Should she tell him this after only the first date? I was thinking about if genders were reversed and how displeased I would be with the guy. I would be if a guy said to me, "Hey, your hair is a lot shorter than it is in any of your photos on Hinge," and I'm not into it. But this is different because the beard would affect her physically if things got physical. What are your thoughts?
What a hilarious,
right?
Like what a hilarious
rationalization.
Yeah, Well, this is right. Different because physically I could be injured by his poofy beard. Like,
what does
get
that even mean?
Here.
Yeah.
I when I don't shave and like I kiss Jess, she's like, "You made my face all red." I don't think that's
a little irritating, but it's not like it's like a real physical barrier.
She's not going to dump me. What do you think about, I don't think that the hair, like, first of all, the way she's presented this, like, I would be displeased if a guy said to me, "Hey, your hair is a lot shorter than in any of your other photos on Hinge." I'm not into it. Like, that doesn't happen. That's not the way this all goes.
Well, how does it go?
You guys go on a date and you fade out and it fizzles out because the guy was
and
like,
"It's because
she
of the hair."
I can't see that being, to me, like I'm always like a little put off by the idea that, and I think the story of a completely different person showing up than their pictures on the app is such a told story and happens way less than the actuality. Like maybe
the actuality is probably something more like this, right? Like there's a slight physical difference.
A slight, but you...
They're a little fatter. They're a little shorter.
Exactly.
They're a little, you know.
Like I think we've... The story, it's an easy one to tell, to create a straw man or woman where you're like, and they showed up and they were 1,000 pounds more. It's like, that's not true. Right. Like to say, everyone I've gone on dates with from a dating app has looked very much like what I was... Like it wasn't like... A totally different person.
They usually look like two. I usually leave a cushion of like 2 points less attractive than they look in their pictures, as most people are.
And as most of us are, myself included. So I think, what do you think? If the person showed, like a beard can be like the whole, I mean, also with quarantine, a lot of people did the quarantine beard. I did a mustache.
That's
like,
true.
Like, it's not to say just because you saw a beard on the first... This is a tougher one than I think this is a tough decision. I appreciate the email now that I've hammered this person.
Yeah.
I appreciate the email.
I agree in terms of, like, the quarantine thing. Like, this might not be, like, a permanent look. And I also think, like, there's so many things that, like, if you had a good time with the person and they look slightly different than you thought they were going to look, I think that's something that, like, you could get over. Like, if you were, like... Mike also had like a quarantine mustache. I went on my first date with him and he showed up with that. Maybe there wouldn't be a second date, but that would be a shame. Cause like I thought it was funny like 3 years in. So.
Cause look at you now. It's right. Like, well, that's the other thing. It's like, I do understand that if you went on a date with Mike and he had a mustache, you'd be like, is he fucking with me? Does he not care about this date? But here's what I will tell every woman out there. Everything a guy that you see on a man, he did to fuck. Everything he wears, he thinks he looks the best in. Everything he drives or he does, we all want, like the idea of like women dressing for other
women.
Who's
telling you this?
What do you mean?
Who's like, telling them that?
No, but that's the whole point, is that men have such a crazy ego, as we saw from the last email, that we have this thing where it's like, I remember I was in Rhode Island once and there was this guy with like, he was driving this crazy car that was making a lot of noise and he had like, his hair was like wild and crazy and he just looked like a douche. But in my mind, I was like, it's crazy that he did all that because he thinks it gets him laid. Like
right.
It's not, he didn't do that because he wanted to show off to other guys. He did that because he thought a certain type of woman would like it. So, and I know women dress for other women. Women, you know, there's a lot more like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. For men, you have to remember that everything we're doing is because we think a girl will think it's hot.
So that's to say that what? If she like mentioned something, he would get rid of it?
I think like if she was like, what's going on with the beard? And he was like, I don't know. I just like it. What do you think? And she was like, I like you clean shaven. I saw it on the thing. And he would go, the next day, he'd probably show up, or maybe like a month later, if things got more serious, he'd make it clean shaven.
Yeah.
I have the same thing with, I sometimes have a beard, and sometimes I think it makes my face look way fatter than it is. And I will catch myself in certain angles, and I'll be like, man, this beard, I got to get rid of it. Jess likes scruff. And she's mentioned it to me a few times. So I'm going to let there be scruff a little more often than maybe I would do it because I'm like, I want her, you know, I'm not saying that like she'd like throw me out in the streets, you ugly piece of shit. I'm saying like, I'm going to wear scruff a little bit more because my lady like a scruff. I go home to my family in Florida or whatever, if I see my mom, every time I have a beard, my mom will go, oh, the beard. Are you going to get rid of the beard? She goes on and on. It's like a never ending. You're going to get rid of the beard. Oh, I'm not going to listen to my mom more than I listen to Jess. One of them gets me off. The other does not. So
we'll let the audience decide which is which.
So I'm saying this is like, I understand like when you reverse the genders, We'll let the audience. I understand when you switch the genders, you're like, well, I would be offended. I think it's a little different for a guy.
I wouldn't even find that offensive. I mean, like, especially if it's something that you can change pretty easily, like a beard.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, this isn't like 10 pounds.
Like if you cut off your hair and you can't like get that hair. But like those comments are annoying because there's not really much you can do about it too. But if someone was like, I like when you wear that top, or like, I like when you wear your hair like that, I wouldn't be like, oh, you wear your hair like that in the pictures. Like, I like that when you wore your hair like that or something. I don't know.
Listen, I remember Jess got like a haircut that was shorter than she wanted. And I was like, I love it. I was like, you look hot. She was like, and then like, it became this thing of like, it has to grow back. I got to grow it back. It was so not about me that it was like interesting. like if I got a haircut where I like shaved all my hair off and Jess was like, oh my God, it's crazy. Oh my God. I would keep it. The mustache. She used to look at me with the mustache and she would go, ooh, there's something about it. And I was like, I guess I'm keeping it.
Right.
It's fun to watch you get a little hot and bothered by this different look. I don't think the same goes the other way. Like I don't think like if I was like, Jess, do the pixie. Like, I don't think she would, like, do it for
do
me.
Do it. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
So
there's a little bit less than that.
So if I think this guy, like, if she had a fun time with this guy and everything's great but the beard, go out again and maybe it comes up and you say, hey, this is a different look than what I signed up for. What's going
right.
on?
Right. What made you decide to grow the beard? You clearly haven't had it that long because it's not your dating app pictures. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, and then it's like a fun, funny conversation.
And he might look at you and go, oh, this is my new life. I go to beard clubs and maybe you find out it's a more like in-depth
the beard
thing
of the month
like,
club.
Yeah. I got to get the fuck out of this. But
if it were, you would imagine that'd be on his dating profile.
You would imagine, or he's just getting into this new beard hobby and that's something you got to
do. You're not the girl for him.
You're not the girl.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
Let's play some games. You ready?
Let's do it. This is an email / red flag or deal breaker. I've been dating this guy for a few months and I really like him, but recently there's been something that I'm struggling to look past. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. So a little while back, the two of us were having a cute moment and hugging while we were making dinner. He reached toward the side of my neck and I heard a kiss sound, but I didn't feel it. I was confused, but then it dawned on me that he kissed his own bicep instead.
Oy.
I don't know if he noticed and it was early in the relationship, so I didn't want to embarrass him. But then it happened a few more times, so I'm starting to think it's on purpose. He's gotten into working out over the past year, so maybe there's something weird going on. He seems so normal otherwise, and I should have made a joke about it when it first happened, but it caught me off guard, so I didn't even think to. Now it feels like it's been too long. So, Jared and Jordana, what do you think, red flag or deal breaker?
This is, like, one of those fun emails that I can kind of, like, it could be a bigger problem than just the fun email.
You think?
Well, the one thing she wrote in the email, and I've been through this before, where she writes, he's gotten into working out over the past year or so. I don't know how much he's gotten into working out, but like I have been that person where like I went through like a body transformation and then you're like, you have this like newfound, we've talked about this on the podcast before with like guy who loses a bunch of weight. You're
right.
You have this fat brain inside of a new body instead of a not fat body. So it kind of
feeling yourself.
You're feeling yourself. You're not sure how to like act with it. You're not sure what confidence is. You're trying to mimic confidence. So like when you hear that someone kisses their bicep, like that's like the most jokey form of I'm strong. Like that's out of a movie from the 20s.
Right.
You know, or the 50s. Like it's like it doesn't like to me it like for him to not know it's a joke or he looks ridiculous doing it, he needs to know it's ridiculous.
How should she tell him?
She's got to make fun of it. And if he doesn't know it, then the working out has gone to his head.
How would you phrase that if you were her?
Hey, I would say, hey, Popeye, what is going
what's
on?
What's up with the,
what's up with
what's
the,
up with the kissing yeah. of your arm? Right.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't like, I don't even know if Popeye reference even works on the audience we speak to. You right? You know
yeah,
Popeye.
I know Popeye.
Popeye the
you know
Sailor
Popeye.
Man?
Yeah.
Hey, Popeye, what's going
He's
on?
He's a pop you need culture icon.
Okay, so maybe that would work. So, hey, Popeye, what's you need some spinach with that arm kiss? Like something to like, and for him to... He either knows it's ridiculous and he's waiting for you to make fun of it, or he doesn't know it's ridiculous and he needs to be snapped back into reality. Yeah, because right now, especially, that's the only sentence that rang, like, kind of, like, jumped out at me, where it's, like, fitness and getting into that world, like, it's very good. I think anything's good in moderation. Listen,
right.
I'm working with a trainer, and I've been very happy to do it. His name is @Forzag on Instagram. Everyone should go follow him. Let me give him a small plug, because I've had just working out with him over the phone has been, like, a fantastic relief for me during quarantine. But I also understand that I'm not going to stop drinking. I'm not going to stop eating things that I love. I'm not going to stop being, you know, but I know at a younger age, it was tougher for me to transition from, I see myself as this, you know, fat underdog person to now losing weight. And how do I deal with that in society? So I know I just took a very fun thing and made it more serious, but there's a couple versions of this. And if a girl did that to me, it wouldn't be a deal breaker. It would be only a deal breaker if I couldn't make fun of it.
Right.
What say you?
I would also try, I think like if he's doing that, it's some way, maybe some subtle or not so subtle way to like try to see if you notice mm-hmm. that he like looks good. So maybe I would just try like giving a little compliment and maybe that'll feel less of a need to like obviously accentuate whatever biceps he has. Like that could work. I would try that, and then I would make fun of it. If all else fails, make fun of it and then see his reaction, because if he does get a little too defensive, then he is kind of a weirdo and I might be out.
It's also a much more male thing to do. If I saw a woman kissing her bicep, I would be like, what is going on? You know, like I get
right.
it, but yeah, a guy, I could see this happening way more.
Agreed.
Let's do another.
They
miss your first date because they accidentally put their head down and took a 5-hour nap. Jordana, what do you think?
I know we have the rule where, like, you're allowed to kind of, like, do one reschedule, but if you don't, if it's not, like, before, I think I'd be out.
So I've heard this happens. This isn't, like,
So
people say this is not out of the realm of possibilities.
I think it would be at least a red flag, just because it would give me the idea that like they didn't really care or prioritize the date enough that they set an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
If they thought that was even a possibility.
I think my brother did this to someone once and he called me and he felt so bad and he's like, what do I do? And I was like, you gotta like say apologize and give a reschedule date, but what can you do? Like, you know,
right.
you passed out. And listen, like especially when you're going on these like weekday dates, you come back from work, you come back from a workout, you put your head down, you're like, I got 15 minutes. And then you wake up and like, this can happen.
It can.
But I agree with you. Like you also have the right to like not sign up for that person. Like it would be, if someone did this to me, I would need to, it would go into the list of other things that make me decide to go on a date with them.
Red flags. Yes.
Yeah. It'd be like, was I even excited for this date? Was I excited to meet this person? Is it someone I met from a dating app? If I met this first, if my first date was someone that like got introduced to me from a family member, I would give them another chance. If it was from a dating app, maybe not. But I
if you were on the fence, you might. Out. Yeah.
If I was on the fence before, it would be a deal breaker. But if I was like truly excited for this date, I'd be like, it happens.
Right. But I'd always remember.
Well, this is like they've given up their one shot. Like, again, like what you said is very important, where it's like, you know, like if they couldn't even set an alarm, how excited could they be for this date?
Right. That's really the part that I would find like annoying. Like, but if they were like really, really sorry and tried to reschedule like immediately, I think I'd get over it.
Yeah. Let's do one more.
All right. They have photos of themselves with multiple partners they've been in relationships with over the last few years on their Instagram.
This wouldn't be a deal breaker for me, but it would be like, it would make me keep you at arm's length.
Like you would be like, this person wants, is going to be looking for, it's not casual.
Not casual. Also, like if it within three scrolls of your Instagram, I see three different boyfriends, I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, because that's kind of what they're saying right here. Like if I went three scrolls and saw three different guys that with all strong eyebrows, I'd be like, okay, this person's, I'm going to assume that this person's going to want a less casual relationship and they're going to, you know, they're going to push ahead for something more serious. And I could be anyone. There's, you know, like
you could be next.
I could be next. Exactly. Yeah, it wouldn't be a deal breaker, but it would be something that would give me pause. How about you?
I'd have a lot of stalking to do. I can tell you that.
You have a lot of work.
I have a lot of work to work with.
Well, they've given you the gift of entertainment too.
Right. I think it would give me a little bit of pause just in the sense of like, you know, it seems like this person's always in a relationship that doesn't last that long. And like that they're like, it would make me also feel it would be less important to be on their Instagram because it's clear that they like, you know, that are not that big, serious about
that,
it. Yeah.
That wasn't a big deal in the things to check off the box.
Right. But I would have a lot to work with, which would be fun for a few hours.
A fun night for you and your friends.
Yeah, I'd call it a red flag also. I think I'd still go out with them.
Well, we did it again. Jordana, great episode per usual. We listen, people, this is week two of the bonus episodes. We got a bonus episode coming this Sunday, so don't fret.
We got a deal reveal.
Deal reveal. J&J won't leave you hanging, so get ready for Sunday. Keep sharing the podcast. Keep sending your emails, uup@betches.com. We'll be back next episode.
Bye.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@betches.com.
Betches.